Okay, today is Masechta Nida, Daf Mem Dalit. I want to go through with you a Tosis. And just, I don't have any big Chiddush. There's no major Chiddush to give over. But the issues that are discussed in the Tosis are fascinating issues. And it's just Kedai, it's worthy that we should be aware of some of the things that it says here in Tosis. And some of the... This is a source for a major controversial topic, and that is abortions. Abortions and what status a fetus has in the mother's womb while she is pregnant. So let's just read the Gemara and see what it says. We have here in the Gemara, the Gemara talks about the status of a child that's 1 day old. A 1 day old child, the Mishnah says, is nochel umanchil, has the ability to inherit and bequeath. The Gemara asks, Neichel Miman, from the Gemara wants to know who is the child inheriting from and who is the child bequeathing from if the child were to die on the day it was born. So let me just run to the end of the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, where the Gemara Mishnah means to say, Neichel Benichsei Ho'eim, Lahanchil Le'ochev Min Ho'av. Let's say this child has half brothers. Man married a second wife and has with the second wife a child. And this, the father, had from another wife other children. The child is 1 day old, and on the day the child is born, the mother dies. And the mother has her own assets. The mother has own account, has real estate, whatever it is, and the son, of course, is the closest, is the only son that she has. The son is 1 day old, and the halacha is, if a woman dies and has property, her property goes birusha to her son where she does not have a husband. Let's assume that the husband died. Because if the husband dies, the husband is the first one to inherit his wife. So let's put that aside. We're going in a situation where the husband died while she was pregnant, and now she gives birth to this child. Who is her closest relative at this moment in time? It is her son, the 1 day old baby. And then the mother dies. The mother dies shortly after the baby is born. 5 minutes later, the mother dies. 5 minutes, that's Pashut. And now the son inherits the assets. And then the baby dies. The baby dies later in the day. So let's review. A man is married to a second wife. While she is pregnant, the husband dies. Then the mother gives birth. And after she gives birth, the mother dies. And then the baby dies. Where does the mother's assets, where do they go? If she never had a child, she died without any children and without a husband, her property will go to her closest relatives, meaning her brother, her father. Let's say she has a father, she has a brother or an uncle. It would go up. It would go up in her family to some closer relatives. But she has a son. Oh, 1 day old baby. Oh, the son is automatically the closest relative after the husband. The property assets go to the son. But now the son dies. Who gets it? So should we go all the way up, go to her brother, her father, her uncle? Grandfather? No. Since it now went to the son, who is the son's closest relative? His half-brother. That's what the Mishnah means. Even one day, look at this. Let's say dealing with $1 million. Her father, her grandfather, her brothers, her uncles, they're screaming, what are you talking about? The baby's only 1 day old. And all of her ass are going to be lost to an entirely different family, something we don't even know, to a half-brother? Yes, that's halacha. Amar Rav Sheshes, Neichel b'nichsei ha'av, lahanichel l'ochev min ha'av. Then the Gemara goes on.
That second went to the son.
That when the son was born, right, when she died, it went to the son. Then now after the son dies, it now goes to the son's half-brother. Now, then the Gemara says, V'dafka ben yoy mechot. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The baby must be at least 1 day old. Aval uber lo. But let's say a woman is pregnant, and the mother, when she's pregnant, she dies. She's 9 months pregnant, and she dies. So wait, she dies? Wait a minute. When a woman who's pregnant dies, who died with her? The baby died with her. But it's very possible that the baby died after she died. First she died, and then the fetus inside died afterwards. So why is the halacha true only when the baby was born? The halacha should be true even when the pregnant woman dies, because first she dies, and it's possible then the child dies. So the child in her womb was alive after she died. The child inherited from the mother, and then bequeathed the assets to his half-brother.
Did she inherit? Can that baby inherit?
Oh, that's the question.
Fetus?
That's the question. The question is, does it inherit? Does a fetus have the power to inherit? That's the question. So the answer is yes. Technically, yes. A fetus inside a mother's womb, the Gemara appears to say, can inherit. The only reason why the fetus is not inheriting, the Gemara is about to say, is because it is a given that when a pregnant woman dies, the fetus dies first, and then the mother. But if not for the fact, the scientific fact, which we're going to challenge in a few moments, if not for the scientific fact that the fetus dies first, and if the fetus would outlive the mother in the mother's womb, a fetus can inherit. And if the fetus inherits and then the fetus dies, it would go to the fetus's half-brother. So, v'dafka, ben yom echad, avalo b'lo, my time all. Fetus can inherit, why not let the fetus inherit the assets? Dehu mayis b'resha. When a pregnant woman dies, the baby dies first. The ein haben, the baby dies first, so the baby's dead. So then when the mother dies, who does the money, her assets go to? It goes to her father, to her brother, to her uncle, so on and so forth. There's no one to inherit. Ain't he really? But it was a ma'isa shehaya, where a woman was pregnant, she died, and after she was dead, her belly was shaking. Her belly shook 3 times. There was a story of Pirchas, and the woman died, and as far as we can tell, she was dead, and her belly was shaking. Pirchas atlas pirchus. Say she had 3 convulsions. The three convulsions took place in her stomach. That was an indication the baby was alive. It's like the tail of a lizard. If you chop off the head of a lizard, the lizard is dead. Why then is the tail shaking? It's a nerve reaction. So this, that her womb was shaking, was a nerve reaction. The baby was certainly dead. This is a metzias. Taisus akasha. Really? Is it really true? Is it really true the baby dies first? A given? Really? Let's see. V'hadits. Now there are two major issues that Taisus touches upon, which we'll just touch upon then bring out the point. We learned the halacha ben pakua. It's a famous gemara mesech tochulin. If you slaughter an animal, you're doing shchita, and the animal is pregnant. I did shchita, gevaldik. The animal is dead. I can eat the meat. And then you cut open the animal, and inside you find the ben pakua. You find the fetus inside. It's alive. So the halach is, the fetus does not require shchita. You can slit the neck of the fetus and you can eat it itself as glat kosher meat. Oh, where's the shchita? There's a nevela. The shchita on the mother is good for the shchita for the fetus. But what are you telling me? You just told me that it's impossible that if an animal mother dies, automatically that means that the fetus died before the mother. So you see in Masech Tachuna, there's such a thing of an animal that's walking around, a live animal, that does not require shchita. So what's going on? So we have a kasha. So Tosfos says an answer. Yesh chiluk bein meisa lene heroga. His yesod, which we're going to see that Rashi disagrees. Tosfos learns the difference between natural death and murder and induced death. When a woman dies naturally, a pregnant woman dies naturally, then it is a given the baby dies first. But where a human being or an animal is killed,
woman is shot.
Shot or
any extract
misas bezin, exactly, where it's not a natural death, her soul doesn't naturally leave her, it's taken from by force, then it's very possible the baby will remain alive. And there it's shchita, you're killing the animal, so of course that's not a kasha. In other words, our Gemara here is exclusively dealing with a natural death. Had the case been where the woman was killed, so then it can very well be the halacha. It depends on the factors we have to take into consideration. It's a suffix that we do not know when the baby died. It can very well be that the baby died after the mother, and who gets the money? It's a problem. It's a Suffolk. Suffolk, there's a Chazaka who has the money until now. Okay, that's an issue. But in order to make things simple for our purpose, all we have to know is Rabbi Yehuda going in a case where the mother died naturally. Now then he brings a raya, Barachin, another example, there's another story in the Gemara where a woman died, and after she died, the baby came out. That's a case in another Gemara, same thing, she was killed. There, the Gemara where the baby was alive was where the woman was killed, it's not where she died naturally. Inami, Kigoin, Demesa, Imai Machmas Leda. Another example where the woman dies in childbirth. It's a similar idea. Where the woman dies in childbirth, that's not called a natural death. Therefore, it's possible the baby, because kevon de okar havlad lotzes, when the baby already is in the process of coming out, so the baby already is semi-independent, once the contractions have begun, the baby is in the process, even if the mother dies naturally, there's a real possibility the baby is alive, and then the halacha will be different. Here's the point we want to make. If a woman is in labor, okay, here's exactly what comes to. A woman is in labor, and then umesa, and the woman dies in labor, and it's Shabbos. She's in labor. You're allowed to be mechalel Shabbos for a woman in labor, no questions asked. She's in labor, and they're doing everything possibly can do, but she dies. She dies on the birth stool. Now the question is, are we allowed to be mechalel Shabbos to cut open her womb? Because maybe inside the womb there's a live baby. So if you're going to tell me like the Gemara over here, in Masechta Nida, Daf Mem Daled, that one that's a given when a woman dies, automatically the baby has died before. The mother died. The mother died. It's a guarantee the baby died. The baby died inside. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos anymore. You're Mechal Shabbos for her. She died. It's over. Don't be Mechal Shabbos more to save the baby, because the baby's for sure dead. But there the Gemara says, you are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to cut open a dead woman to see maybe the baby is alive inside. So Yosham Shabbos, Mechatim Asa B'Shabbos, Umotzim Vlad. Why? So what's the answer? There it's different, because there the baby has already begun to come out. She died in labor. This is the point I want to get to. Taisa says the reason why the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to cut open a dead woman is because there the woman died in labor and the baby already was Mefarcheses. What is it Mashna from Taisus? Let's say the woman did not die in labor. Let's say the woman died naturally. A woman is pregnant. She's towards the end of her pregnancy. Rachmana litzlan le'aleinu. She's not well. She's not well due to others, nothing to do with the pregnancy. She's just not well, and she dies. She dies slow, suddenly she dies. Are we allowed to be mechalel Shabbos to cut open her womb and see maybe the baby is still alive? According to Tosfos, it's aser. It's Chil Shabbos Daraisa. Because it says here in the Gemara themselves, needed af mem dalet on the base, that when a woman dies, it is a vadai, that the baby died before, and there's nothing more to do. And indeed, this is the Shofanach, and Magen Avraham brings down this opinion, he brings down Tosfos, and Halacha L'maaseh, he passes according to this opinion, a woman dies naturally, pregnant woman, even though she's 9 months pregnant, you don't do it. You don't need Mechal Shabbos, it's a Chil Shabbos also to do. Rashi Masechta Arachin, we can't go through all the details during the time. Rashi Masechta Arachin there seems to say not like this. Rashi Masechta Arachin seems to say that if a woman is on the Shaber, she's on the birthstool and she dies, you cut open the mother to see, to save the baby. And from the words of Rashi there, it's mashma, it's not because she died in labor. It's because who knows? Maybe the baby is still alive. And it doesn't make a difference whether it was, Rashi there seems to say that the case of Meshaber is lav dafka, that she died in childbirth. Even if she died naturally, you would be allowed to cut open the womb and take a see if the baby is still alive. So, and the Magen Avraham brings down this opinion as well. The Magen Avraham brings down this halacha is recorded in Hilchos Shabbos in Simin Shin Lamed. It says Shulchan Aruch, a woman that's in labor, Alam Shaber, dies. we cut open the womb. Everyone agrees we cut open the womb. And then Magen Avraham presents the question, what happens if the woman dies not in labor? She dies naturally. Do we cut open the womb? Tzimachlekes apayiskim. If you go like Rashi, Masechta Arachim, you're allowed to. If you go like Tosfos here, Masechta Nida, you're not allowed to. It's Chil Shabbos. But what's the problem? The problem, though, is the Magen Avraham asked, the Magen Avraham there discusses Shulchan Aruch. The problem is, how does Rashi in Masechta Arachim deal with the sugi here in Nida, where it says explicitly in Ferish HaGemar that when a woman dies, the baby dies first? And if you're not going to give the answer, there's a chilul between childbirth, when it comes to child, you're not going to give that answer. If you're going to hold that the halach is true, question is how here it says in the Gemara that there is a situation where the baby dies first. How then can Rashi say that you're allowed to cut open a dead woman to extract a fetus to see if the fetus is alive when L'chara, here in the Gemara, it says that when a woman dies naturally, not during childbirth, the baby is for sure dead. There's a very simple answer. And the simple answer is there's a chilek between pikuach nefesh and yerusha. When the Gemara here says, and the Gemara, this is the, how Rashi has to learn Shah in the Gemara. When the Gemara here says these words, that Dafka ben Yomechad aval uber lo, my taima, duhu moyis beresha, the Gemara makes a very powerful statement. And this, Taisus takes the statement literally. The baby dies first. Taisus learns these words to mean 100%. When it's not due to labor, the baby dies for sure. Rashi, that's not what the Gemara means. It means, to whom my inspiration means 99.999%. But there is a 0.0001% that the baby is still alive. Possibility, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Not 100%, 99.99. And therefore, when it comes to the laws of pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to be mechalal Shabbos for a possibility of a teeny, teeny percent. Here, in Masechta Nida, what are we discussing? The laws of Yerusha, of Nachala, of inheritance. Oh, the laws of Nachala. Where are the Nechasim now? They're in the Chazaka, the Chazaka of her family. So you want to go say the baby was alive in order to take away the money and give the money to a different family? That far we're not going to go. We're going to 99.9% is a good for Chazaka to allow the money to remain in her family and not to have the money transferred to a different family. Okay, that's the first issue. The second issue is that twice in the process over here, we're out of time, but in the process over here goes on to say, what is the status of this fetus in the mother's womb while the mother is pregnant? What is the status? The Torah goes on to say, since the only time the child inherits, let me just read you for a few words. Umiya ben yoimechad ahargo chayim, because that's part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we're going now to a second point. It's related to the first point, and that's Tais connects the two, but we don't have time to connect the two dots. But the second point Tais discussed, it says also in the Mishnah that if you kill a child one day old, chayiv misa. A child one day old that we know for a fact is a healthy child, kol chadash, is a 9-month pregnancy, is a human being, and if one murders a one day old baby, he's chayiv misa. What is the implication? That if the baby is in the mother's womb, the baby is in the mother's womb, there's no chayiv misa. There's no chayiv misa for killing the baby. Right? That's the implication of the Mishnah. A baby, a tinoik, ben yoim echad, ha-horgoi, if you murder him, chayiv misa. But the implication is if the baby is in the mother's womb, and if you murder, you do an abortion, person kills, administers an abortion on a baby, and the fetus, there's no chayiv misa. Just like it says here that the only time a child is noichel manchil is when the baby is one day old, but when the uber is in the mother's womb, there's no din of noichel manchil because of the technicalities, so too there's not going to be a din of chayiv misa for boarding a fetus in the mother's womb. Toisakashu miyu ben yamechot ahargo chayiv, dafka aval uber loy, there's no chayiv misa, it says there in the Mishnah, hainu afilu nerga. And Tosfos says, this that goes on to describe all the details. There's no chiv mis. He goes on to makes all these different details. of the Gemara. So Vim Taimar, here's where we want to get to. Vim Taimar, Intim Soloimar, the Mutter, Intim Soloimar. I'm going to give you the exact words of Taisis. Intim Soloimar. If you're going to say there's no chi, right, there's no chi of mitzvah killing the baby, only when the baby is one day old, the mutter lahargo, if you're going to tell me that it's permitted, it's a very powerful word, the mutter lahargo bebeten, in the womb, afilo mesa imoy, v'lo yavik minuch mekov, so amai mechalin Allah v'esa Shabbos, why then are we mechal Shabbos kishemevin tzak and derech rishus sham lekroya hasam gemuch berakama v'yeshlem demekomoko mishemeguch nefesh mechal olam v'sa Shabbos avagav demutu lahargo. Here's this question. It's a side question, but one very quick is if you're telling me that a fetus, that's how these two come together, if you're telling me that you mechal Shabbos, if you're telling me that you're allowed to kill a fetus, you're allowed to do an abortion, so what does that mean? The baby is nothing, right? Only time is a chi of misa is if it's a ben yoim echad. But when it's in the mother's womb, it's not. There's no chi of misa. That means it's not a creature. It's not a nefesh. If it's not a nefesh, how then can it be that we said that if a mother, a woman dies during labor, we're allowed to cut off b'mechalel Shabbos and pull out the baby?
Baby's nothing.
Manashach, catch 22. You're telling me we have two halachas. Baby one, the one day old is nechlamath, but it's in the mother's womb, it's nothing. If it's nothing, it's not a nefesh, so why then are you allowed to be mechalal Shabbos to cut open a dead woman to save this creature inside? So Tais goes on to say, hayiluchud v'hayiluchud. It's, you're not chayiv misa, but it's somewhere in the middle. Very chiddush, it's somewhere in the middle. It's not a human being. Not a human being, so there's no chi of misa, your mutter, you're allowed to kill it. But on the other hand, it is a creature that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. A fascinating idea. You have such a thing. A human, to be mechal Shabbos, you don't have to be a person. That's what it comes out. You can mechal Shabbos to save the creature, even though in halacha it's not a person to the degree where you will be chayiv, you'll be chayiv misa. The only point I want to make here, and this is everyone who goes wild with this Taisis. Taisis, in the process of discussing this issue, says twice in this question we just brought out, Mutter Lahargo. The Imtoimayim Salama de Mutter Lahargo. What? You're allowed lechatchila, mutter is a very precise word. You're allowed to kill a fetus? There's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin that says that a guy that does an abortion is chayiv misa. Ach miyad ach es domo dimchem l'nashus chamidrosh shoyfech dam ha'odom bo'odom. A pasuk that said Noach, if you kill, this was said to goyim, to non-Jews, b'nei Noach, if you kill an odom, a human being, bo'odom, within a human being. What is a human being within a human being? A fetus. What does it say? Domo yishofech. Chayiv misa. And who is this said to? Who's said to B'nei Noach. Along comes the Gemara Daf Mem Tes, Daf Levi Masechta Sanhedrin, that says, Lekam midam, discussing this topic, there is nothing in the Torah, Dili Yisrael is mutter, and for a goy is osur. If we find the Hecha Timsa, that it's something is osur for a goy, we are not allowed to kill human beings because of Matan Torah. Nowhere after Matan Torah does it say a nusach of Adam, Bo Adam. Nowhere. But by a Ben Noach, before Matan Torah, to Ben Noach it says Adam, Bo Adam. So the Gemara says, if something is usher for a guy, it has to, by definition, be usher for a Jew. And Tosfos explicitly, the same Tosfos says, what does this mean? What does this mean? Uli Yisrael mikol makayim. Uli Yisrael mitzvah. Let's find this over here. What it says over here. Yisrael part of the part mikol makayim. Here it is. Mikol makayim yesh lav mitzvah shvisa shabbos. The alahu ubarim on fetuses. The oyved koychavim chayiv misa. So Tais is a tremendous chiddush. The Yisrael potter. You exempt. Kasha, how could this be? We have a Gemara who says there's nothing that's for Goy Yisrael, for Jews, Mutter, so Tais differentiates. And he says as follows. Af al gav de potter, mikol makom lo shari. Unbelievable. The rule But if a ben noyach is chayiv mis, so like the zanet's osur means osur and mutter, but not for punishments of misa. If a guy kills a fetus, it's osur for a guy to kill a fetus. And if a guy kills a fetus, he's chayiv misa. That means that for a Jew, it's osur to kill a fetus, not necessarily chayiv misa. To be chayiv misa, it has to say so after matan Torah. But for the prohibition, it is in effect if it says the prohibition by a non-Jew. And therefore, along comes many of the Mefarsh, they say the halach is if a Jew kills a fetus, he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, not misas bezdin, because damo yishafech was only said to a non-Jew, and we take that to teach us the law that it is osur, and it's osur, but not for the punishment phase. The punishment phase, the most we can say is only osur b'dei shemayim, not b'dei adam. So the question is, if it says b'feirish in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin that a guy kills a fetus, it's chayiv misa, and Tosfos extrapolates because it says there's no svar in the Gemara, and if it's also for a guy, it's also for a Jew. The male it's also, but you can't say after the kach it's going to be chayiv misa b'day misa's bezdin, but it's going to be aser. It's going to be aser. The milis misa the shemayim. How then can Tosfos the class of asking this question that if a fetus is no chayiv misa, why you mechal Shabbos and they give this whole answer that there's something in between is not called a person. In the pras, he says, it's not the mutter, it's also a pella. It's such a question. This is something that is so rare. There's like one in a million such a gemara. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, where do you find something like this? A tos hatfos.
What?
A printer's error. It's a tohus hatfus.
Twice.
It means afagav the potter. Shouldn't say the mutter. Even though you're exempt from misas bezdin, still you're mechal Shabbos. There's such a bria, a human being. He's a human being to the degree. He's not 100% a human being because there's no misas bezdin. You're potter, but you're mechal Shabbos to save him on Shabbos. But don't read in Tosfos the word demuter, because that's a tohus hatfus. Other mefarshim, they say, don't be medakdek in the words of Tosfos. He just means, but they don't go so far to say that it's a printer's mistake. They say Tosfos is not medakdek in his lashon. Rav Moshe Feinstein goes so far to say that it's a tohus hatfus. The sach hakol, what I want to point out over here is all this all we have to redo. What we have over here, this fascinating Tosfos, which the machloek is Rashi and nafkamina la halacha. Rashi and Tosfos, if a woman dies naturally, do we, if it's she dies in labor, everyone agrees you give a chal Shabbos to open up the mother, because then the baby's already independent. But if the woman dies naturally, do we open up the mother's womb to take out the baby? Now, according to Tosfos, no. The Gemara here is 100%. 100% the baby died first. Rashi disagrees. What's the Svara? He disagrees. Only 99%. But 1% possibility. That's enough to be Mechal Shabbos. But not for the laws of Yerush. For the laws of Yerush, that's the only thing that we don't give. And by the way, in Shulchanach, you should know it says, in Shulchanach, and doctors, in two more steps, in Shulchanach, it says we don't do this. Time Shulchanach, if a woman dies in labor, even if the baby maybe might be alive, there are indications, you don't do anything. Why? Because we don't really know if the mother's dead. We don't know how to define the time of death. We think the mother is dead. It could very well be that she's alive. And by cutting her open to take out the baby, we are shortening her life by a few minutes. Whatever that means. We're killing her. So therefore, Shevi Al Tas, we did not have the. Therefore, the Ramah in Shulchanach is very clear that we don't follow the Gemara Bizman and the Gemara in the Shulchanach's time, because we are not bekim anymore in defining the moment of death. Today, all of the modern day poets can say that today we have restored the chachma of defining the moment of death, at least according to modern science, the best that we can. And today it's different. Today, Adarab, with all modern medicine, everything, they can tell you exactly what's going on with the fetus and the mother. Today, there are no secrets anymore. Everything is an open. So these halachas, the doctors took over Shulchan Aruch when it comes to these halachas. Okay, that's the first nafkamina, just the idea. And then the question is, what about this? It's a fascinating kasha tosis. You have over here a baby. That halacha inside the Gemara is clear that a Jewish fetus is nothing. It's not. There's no chiyav misas bezdin. But yet, even though a person is not in the madrega of chiyav misas bezdin, he's still called a creature where you mechalal Shabbos to save its life. It's a fascinating concept. And in the process, Tosis calls this person someone that you're allowed to kill. Allowed to kill. It says by Noach, you're not allowed to kill a human being, a fetus. And Ben Noach is chayav nisa. And then the Gemara says if it's also for a guy, it's also for a Jew. And Tosis there explains it means it's also no chayav nisa, but it's also steer and Tosis. It's also to kill a fetus. Here it says it's mutter. Tohu satfos. Okay.
So are there manuscripts that not?